biscuit of the week.
This week's biscuit is the Anzac. Some of you may not have heard of the Anzac biscuits, but they were established in World War I and were popular in both Australia and New Zealand due to their connections with the Army Corps, thus giving the name Anzac. The story goes that the soldiers would be sent these biscuits from their wives as they kept well. They were made from rolled oats, flour, desiccated coconut, sugar, butter, golden syrup, bicarbonate of soda and boiling water. Due to their connection to the Army Corps of Australia and New Zealand, they are often used as fundraising items. A British version is also available, which supports the Royal British Legion. These biscuits may keep well for a war, but will they keep well when dunked into a cup of tea for a full 30 seconds? Let's find out.
The Dunkability Challenge.
This is where a biscuit is suspended in a hot mug of tea for a full 30 seconds, then removed and given a score out of 10. The biscuit with the highest dunkability rating will be crowned the winner and given the title of Biscuit of Burst 2011. This week's biscuit of the week is of course the Anzac, and it is about to be dunked. Let's see how the Anzac gets on in the dunking challenge. If my assistant could select the Anzac biscuit to represent the entire population of Anzac biscuits. He's selected. Looks like a good one to me. Okay, if you could dunk the Anzac biscuit in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dunk. These, of course, raise money for a good cause, the Royal British Legion, and of course originated from Australia and New Zealand, hence the slightly odd name. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's holding up well, sturdy. The Anzac is not even fazed by this dunking challenge. It isn't even wobbling an inch. I think right now, the Anzac is top of the pile. It means that it gets a 10. It gets full marks on the dunkability scale. If you are looking for a biscuit to dunk, make sure you've got an Anzac. Make sure you join us in a week's time to find out who will be crowned Biscuit of Burst 2011.